Good morning. This is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning as we look at another parable in the New Testament, a parable that Jesus gave. It's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 11 to the end. This is the what is often referred to as the parable of the prodigal son. But we could also look at it as the parable of the elder brother. As we look at the story, we will find that it's actually directed to the elder brother rather than the prodigal son even. The context of it is here in chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, Jesus went in to eat with the sinners in several places, and here it says that then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. So the publicans and the scribes, Pharisees and the scribes were upset that he would sit down and eat with those who they would call sinners. And so that's the context of the parable here. That's the attitude that Jesus is responding to when he gives this parable. That attitude that thinks I'm better than those and would rather see them continue in their misery than be willing to help them. It says, then he follows up with verse 3 and following. He talks about the lost sheep, and then verse 8 talks about the woman that lost a piece of silver and the joy in heaven, verse 7, and then also in verse 10, he talks about the joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. So that's the background of the story here. So we're going to read verse 11 to the end. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough to spare, and I perish in hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fattest calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandments. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, Thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy son was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. So we have a very clear picture here of a lot of different things, actually. First of all, we have a picture of what happens when somebody receives God's blessing and uses it for himself. In verse 11 through 13, it talks about how the younger son asked for the portion of goods that was due to him, or his inheritance, basically what it was. And he took that, and he went into a far country, and he devoured it with riotous living. Basically, taking example of taking the blessings that God has given and spending it on ourselves. And then the result is, let's see, verse 14 says, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to want. And he was, at that point, even would have been glad to feed on what the hogs ate, and nobody gave it to him. So that's a picture of what can happen with somebody that takes God's blessing and spends it on himself. Verse 18 and 19, we see the attitude of the son when he came to himself. And again, when we come to that place of need and come to ourselves, and it gives us a picture of the father's response, verse 20. Or verse, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but verse 18 and 19 is where the son finally came to his senses, and he realized that he was, verse 17 actually, he realized that he said, I will arise, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? Here he realized that the condition that he was in, and he wanted to go back, and he wanted to just be a hired servant. He says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. There's an example of true repentance. There are several steps that took place there. First of all, he found himself in need. And then, the first step to repentance is acknowledging the need. Verse 17, he came to himself, and he realized where he stood. And then the next step is acknowledge his need, and then to take action or to repent of his sins. But then also, verse 18, it says, I will arise. He took action upon what he had chosen to do. It wasn't just a repentance, but there was action that followed. He said, I will arise and go to my father. And he had this row ready as what he was going to say to his father. A true picture of somebody who is poor in spirit. Then verse 20, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Here is a very beautiful picture of the father's heart toward his son. And after many years, the father was still watching, and as soon as even when he was still a great way off, he saw him coming, and he ran to meet him. Even so, is our Heavenly Father's attitude toward us, who have wasted our lives in righteous living and sin. And when we repent and come back to him, he comes running with open arms and lavishes his love upon us. Then verse 21, the son begins with his repentance or with his confession. I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But then we see in verse 22 to 24, verse 22 basically, the father interrupts. He never lets the son finish. When you see how he said, what he said he's going to say, in verse 18 and 19, but here in verse 21, he never gets finished, but his father interrupts and immediately says, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. We see his attitude of love toward his son, never even remembering all the sins that he had committed, but just rejoicing that he's back. And then he says to kill a fatted calf and make merry, make a feast, basically. His son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and he began to make merry. Then we see in verse 25 the attitude of the elder brother. Now, his elder brother was not there when he came, and when he came back, he heard the music and the dancing, and he asked one of the servants what was going on, and the servant told him what was going on, and he was angry. It says in verse 28, and he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. The response of the elder brother, the elder brother was happier when his brother was living in sin and in the grips of the devil than when he was repentant. A true picture of a Pharisee. What is our response to a sinner who is repentant? Is it that of the elder brother or that of the father? Then it's the father's response again. He said, basically entreated his son that he would come in. But in the end, in the beginning of the story, the younger brother is out and the elder brother is in. But in the end of the story, the younger brother is in and the elder brother is out because he refused to receive his younger brother. Where do we stand today? Do we have a heart to see the lost come to the knowledge of the Savior? Or are we unthankful, like the elder brother, for the privileges and the blessings that we have in God's kingdom? And are upset? And here it seems like he had an attitude that his father owed him more than what he already had. Verse 31 says, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. And the son was not satisfied with that. He thought he should, verse 29, he says, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this my son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I... Yeah, well, I'm going to stop there. But anyway, he said he basically was saying that, you know, look what I have done. I have served you all these years. And he was looking at what he thought his father owed him. And he was not thankful for what he had. How is it with us today? Are we thankful for what we have? Are we thankful for the privileges we have, privilege we have to be a child of God? Or are we like the elder brother, that when somebody who has wasted their lives and in the 11th hour comes in and repents and comes to Christ, we feel slighted because he gets the same reward that we get? Another example of that would be in Matthew chapter chapter 20 and verse. Well, there's a story where the man hired servants throughout the day, and those that came in the 11th hour got the same reward as those that came early in the morning, and the ones that were there all day complained. There again, they were not thankful, but were complaining that others got the same as they did, and were looking at all that they had worked, and were not satisfied that they had received with the reward that they had received. So may this encourage us to have a heart of love like the Father has, and have a true desire to see sinners coming to repentance and coming home to the Father's love. Blessings to all of you.